Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida. Flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite. And a special shout out tonight to our friends up in Seattle. We haven't said hi to you in a little while, so howdy, howdy, Seattle, Spokane, and hope everybody's doing good up there. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe doing what you're doing. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, doing what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And that starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the post office so everybody gets their mail to get delivered today. And let's not forget also our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so you can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, at Captain's America, all lowercase. Put an S in between Captain and America, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
How's everything on the mountaintop today?
Well, it's kind of early to know yet, but
I was going to say, don't fall off your roll. You roll all the way down the hill. Where's Denise? So she just rolled down the hill. Okay, now, Joe Biden evaded what was called a fairness query on the debt forgiveness. He took swipes at the Trump tax cuts, saying that this is how things are going to be paid for in all of this debt forgiveness stuff, because he's going to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. Well, wonderful. Now, the White House also has had no answer as to those whose tab the $300 billion student loan handout is going to fall onto. But I think we know.
Well, as I just described, I mean, it is, in fact, the taxpayer,
yep.
Period. Anybody who pays taxes. So, I mean, it's, I guess we have a White House that doesn't know how money works in government.
Nope. And they spend more than they take in anyway.
Of course.
Yep, which is even nuts.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be what, $28 trillion in debt, $31 trillion in debt,
or more. I think it's more than that, but it is what it is. Now, listen, there's something really crazy that came out yesterday. As we had previously reported on this program, Intel officials were leaking to Newsweek that the FBI was looking for documents, including those related to the Russian collusion hoax, after journalist Paul Sperry tweeted about that about a week ago. He got booted from Twitter as a result, and he then dropped a bombshell post on Getter about the same counterintelligence unit that had been involved in a Russia collusion investigation. We've talked about this, Crossfire Hurricane. Now, this was against Trump, who's now they're now involved in this raid, apparently, and some of the agents that were involved are under a criminal investigation by Special Counsel John Durham. Oh, boy.
Well, wasn't it a week ago that I brought up and the article that I wrote on,
yep,
on all the things that they could necessarily be after?
Yep.
So, you know, maybe somebody read my piece and ran with it because they have more access than I do. But, yeah, not only, you know, were they necessarily after, I would say, all things in the Russia hoax, which, you know, interestingly enough, the Mueller memo was released,
yep,
by a court order, and that truly says right in there, too, or Mueller/Barr memo, it truly says in there that, Trump was, if there's nothing to charge him with, then you have to say that there was nothing there. Let's make it more succinct,
mm-hmm,
more specific,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to Russia gate, Russia hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Paul Sperry, but mostly Devin Nunes,
mm-hmm,
because he knows who those FBIers were, has said that it is his belief the same agents, FBI agents, that were working on the Mueller team,
mm-hmm,
and outside the Mueller team at the FBI are the same ones that are assigned to January 6th and Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
So you then have a mafia-style operation going on at the top floor of the FBI Bureau in Washington, D.C. And you've got Senator Ron Johnson, you've got Congressman Jim Jordan, and you've got Senator... my old buddy, the old one. What's his name? His name just went out of my head. The one from Iowa. Oh God, I can't see. Anyway.
Okay.
They're all saying the same thing. That it goes way beyond Trump, but especially Trump is kind of like the lead person in all of this. So. Mm-hmm. Being run by a mafia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, by the way, guess who's back in the news again? Hunter Biden and his laptop. Oh, boy. Back in the news again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for over 85 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, covering over 25 million drivers and growing every day. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, including the cars you're driving, the trucks you're driving. Maybe you need coverage for a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do that, too. And don't forget, when you want to save money, bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car insurance policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So go on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Hunter Biden is back in the news, or at least his laptop is, because another whistleblower came forward to say that the FBI delayed its investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive, according to the senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Of course, he's one of the leading investigators into Biden. He also sent a letter to the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz on Tuesday about the latest whistleblower claims. Now, whistleblowers have recently contacted my office to share serious concerns about the FBI's handling of Hunter Biden's laptop, Johnson wrote, adding that the FBI leaders at the local level told employees that you will not look at the Hunter Biden laptop, which was discovered at a Delaware computer repair shop back in 2019.
Okay. Well, first of all, it wasn't discovered there because the place in Delaware that was fixing the laptop contacted the FBI.
Yep, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
They kind of, okay, so it wasn't discovered. He went to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a long while before they came to pick it up. So what Senator Johnson is asserting here is that the upper management, again, it's a bureau, told those that got their hands on the laptop, finally, don't look at it because we don't want to affect the 2020 presidential election. So right there they were deciding, not 2020, but the presidential election, mm-hmm. because they had it, I think, in what, 2019?
Yep.
They didn't want to affect anything in campaigns or any of that. So going back to that, the FBI was deciding how the race was going to be run. The same thing is happening with Senator Grassley, who I was trying to tell a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's asserting the same thing. So you have a handful of whistleblowers that have come forward, of which Jim Jordan is also saying that he has some of their reports. So they're asking Horowitz, the Inspector General, to look into this. And he generally does those kinds of things and does a very good job. But even when he reports something, if it's against the Democrats, they don't do anything with it. So I go back to my statement maybe a few minutes ago. We're just as corrupt as any corrupt government out there when you look at this kind of thing.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sure as hell sounds like it. Now, there's a couple of polls, and I know you don't like them, but this poll just caught my eye. Most voters, 62%, still believe fake news is a serious problem. And the meeting that I spoke at last night, the Tampa group of town hall patriots over there in Pinellas County, they would have agreed with this statement for sure. But it seems that about 62% believe fake news is still a problem, and they don't trust the political news they get from the media. And somebody said to me, well, how do you get reliable news? And I said, research.
Well, for one,
it's the way we do it.
Yeah, exactly. You go look at the rest of the story. But
yep.
For one, go look at international media first, because they love to report on the United States, and they are generally, a whole lot more interested in what's going on here and tell more of the story. Start there.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have discussed this 1,000 times. We're not going to fix it.
Nope.
We just have to tell people how to live with it and how to, get a fuller story. Not the full story, but a fuller story. And that's how you got to do it.
Now, the midterm elections are coming up. The Democrats believe that they have a real winning issue for them, abortion. Especially in a post-Dobbs world, they are running hard on the issue of abortion, and everybody on the left side of the aisle is going to be talking about it along with other things.
Well, that's fine if that's what they've chosen to do, but you mentioned the Hunter Biden laptop a few minutes ago.
Correct.
Breitbart, otherwise known as Breitbart News, has done a publicly sourced, crowdsourced operation to do a documentary, essentially a movie, which will kind of be the second one,
mm-hmm.
called My Son Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie producer, Robert Davi, is the director.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it comes out on August the 30th. Maybe later.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-order to get your access to the movie. And so this tells you that if you can't rely on the Republicans to help in all of this, although some are certainly, you've got some conservative organizations out there that are on the march. and I'm happy for that. So along with, you know, the book, The Laptop from Hell, and several other things that have gone on, I believe that we're going to start seeing here, not only going into the heart of the midterms, but after the midterms, a full-blown assault of all the corruption from the left that we have lived through. So, yeah, just hold on, because I think that we're going to have some ads that are going to be crazy. I think we're going to have some explosive reports, documentaries, and I'm happy to see it.
Now, the Biden administration reportedly allowed the FBI to review classified documents. I didn't know they could do that. I thought
you
that's
mean from the Mar-a-Lago thing?
Right. I thought they had to have the DOJ give them permission.
No, no, no. You have to understand how this goes. The Department of Justice has something called a taint, T-A-I-N-T, task force. And that is a designated collection of experts, and I say that loosely, that goes through things like that. And many of them are FBI agents. They are national security types. They are, and national security could be international operations as well. So they are absolutely looking at all of this. Absolutely they are. The question is, and what Paul Sperry and Devin Nunes are saying is anybody on that taint task force, were they part of the FBI guys that were assigned to the Mueller operation?
Mm-hmm.
That's the big question. And there is a true belief that they are, at least some of them, so the answer is partially yes.
Mm. Now, we just got a message, of course, from our friend Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He said, great work, Denise, in unraveling this mafia story involving the 7th floor of the FBI. These folks are fired up more than ever. As Denise says, it goes far beyond Trump.
Yep, that's right.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear here, so that means we're going to have to part ways for today. But tomorrow we'll be right back at it, and I am sure there's going to be some explosive stuff that's still going to be coming out from all the stuff that we keep hearing bits and pieces about. So you have yourself a great day up there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go to the website, read the articles that she writes, find out what it is that she's writing about, and you'll be a very well-informed person.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. There'll be a closely watched school board decision in South Texas. The police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school system could become the first officer to lose his job over the slow and much criticized police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting 3 months ago today. School board members are expected to make a decision on whether to fire Chief Pete Arredondo Well, the stage is set in Florida, where Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist will battle Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis in the gubernatorial race this November. The 66-year-old moderate, who served as Florida's Republican governor a decade ago, hopes to appeal to voters in the state's teeming suburbs. Crist outlined what he brings to the table in St. Petersburg on Wednesday. He took aim at DeSantis for, in his words, berating children wearing masks.
Who does that? His name's Ron DeSantis. Enough of him. We need to get rid of him.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo will be here in just about an hour to talk take your questions and talk about whatever's on your mind. So get them ready if you haven't already sent them in. I haven't checked my email, but I'll look at that in a minute. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, on this side of Tampa Bay, and they're over on the other side in Clearwater. Now, the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, I want you to, if you haven't already gone to the website, go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, take a look at what's there, and then schedule a tour, ask to take a tour at one or both of those facilities before you make up your mind as to what you want to do. Now, you need to see for yourself these campuses.
You get a chance to talk to some students. You get a chance to talk to some instructors. And, of course, you get a chance to talk to the money people, the ones that line up your student loan. Now, if you are a civilian, obviously, you're going to get a regular student loan like you get at a bank. You've seen them. If you are a retiree, military retiree, and you're coming out of the military to maybe go on to another field or whatnot, of course, your training, if you haven't used any of it for education, will be covered. And other expenses will be covered for you because you are military. Kind of a special class, you betcha. And you can do all of that and get it all done. And you might even be able to do it over the course of a day or two, so you really get a chance to see and hear the things that you need to see before you make your choice of where you want to go to school to learn the trade. It's about 14 months, 15 months. One of the courses is a little bit longer. But when you come out of there, you come out and you will have a job right off the bat. Where it's going to be, don't know. But there is a tremendous demand for aviation maintenance technicians. Not just here in the United States, but also over in Europe, Southeast Asia, and beyond. And it's all good. It's all good. So don't be afraid to check it out and do something that would be a lot better for your country. So there you go. By the way, some friends of mine are on television right now from the Sarasota County School Board, where they made national news because it flipped 4-1 conservative. They're all Republican, but 4 of the 5 are conservatives. And that's a good thing down there in Sarasota. Bridget Ziegler led the move down there. She's on TV right now. So congratulations, Bridget. I know you can't hear me because you're doing what you're doing, but great group of people, my old neighbors. Used to live there. All right. The U.S. is sending the Ukraine another $3 billion in aid as the war now hits its six-month level. I think I heard yesterday that the United Kingdom is sending like $83 million or something like that. And there's more coming from other European Union countries to back that up. Of course, the Marines now look back 1 year after the Abbey Gate attack in Kabul. Horrible attack. Horrible attack. May it never happen again. And may we never be asleep at the switch again like we were for that. By the way, the Navy is currently offering advancements to E-8s and E-9s for sailors who fill at-sea billets. The Navy's offering senior enlisted sailors promotions to E-8 and E-9 as part of a new pilot program if they agree to fill specific at-sea leadership billets. In other words, you got to go back out to sea. A lot of guys haven't been out there for a number of years, don't want to do that. But we'll see how that works out. Researchers on Tuesday announced plans for a new study to discover reasons why veterans from the recent wars are more likely to struggle with infertility than their civilian peers. Well, I don't know. Stress, maybe? That could have something to do with it. We'll see. By the way, the stress, the stealth fighters are back. Air Force jets and Marine Corps F-35 Lightning II stealth fighters are engaging in dogfighting practice involving as many as 80 planes at a time over the Northern Australia Straits and the ocean this coming month and next. Wow. Is that going to be something? Always watching it from the ground floor up, you really can't. Really can't appreciate what you're looking at because they're moving so fast up above you, but it's amazing to watch these things. Now, the U.S. military said early Wednesday it carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria that targeted areas used by militias, backed by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Well, we struck those areas, but then they turned around and went after us. We'll see what happens next. We'll see what happens next. And one American soldier was killed, another injured, when their vehicle went off the road in South Korea. Terrible shame. Terrible shame. Things like this happen all the time, unfortunately. Drivers aren't used to the roads or the signs or whatnot, and all of a sudden they get in trouble, and next thing you know, boom, off the road they go. By the way, a Ukrainian nuclear plant worker was killed by a Russian mortar as tensions are beginning to rise. The Russians are just taking pot shots, trying to do whatever they can to aggravate and agitate the situation where that power plant is without actually blowing the power plant up, which is kind of hard to do when you're aiming at somebody that's on the property of the power plant. Now, here's one for you. 7 out of 10 Americans. Yep, 70%. 7 out of 10 Americans want to send more weapons to the Ukraine. That's what the poll now shows. They also want people to keep supporting the Ukraine for as long as it takes, despite the inflation concerns at home, to drive the Russians out of their country and out of the area. That might happen, it might not, we'll see. And when I say might, I mean just that, might. So, back to where we're going next here with all of this conversation that we have. The archives told former President Trump in April that the FBI would examine more than 100 classified documents returned from Mar-a-Lago. The National Archives told the former president's lawyers that the agency was denying their request to consider the documents protected by executive privilege stay where they were at. But they said, nope, we want them. And then the White House said, that's okay, you can go ahead and look at them. So think about that. And oh, by the way, new legislation has now opened the door for Marine veterans to file lawsuits over contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. Check that out. You want to get on board for that, some of you. Terrible situation there at Camp Lejeune. All right, folks, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I shall return with more.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com,
That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss Acura is located here on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan in Tampa. And it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from all over the place, including up and down the East Coast, all over Florida, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and on out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, active duty military, veterans, first responders, all get treated very well there. Discounts abound, if you will. You got a car, you don't know what it's worth, take it to them, let them look at it. You might be shocked the kind of money that your certified pre-owned is now worth. You might really be shocked when you find out. So, check them out online, Moss Acura, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Hey. Watchdog.
How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, we were kind of chatting a little bit during the break there about the student loan stuff, because people thought they understood it when it was $10,000. Now suddenly 60% of the loans, come to find out, are $20,000. So what's that mean?
It's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's something to do with the the Pell Grants, and you know, still trying to get my arms around this. This is something that is completely indefensible. It really is. There's not anybody that can give you a reason behind that without any sort of logic and reason in regards to why you would force people low, in many aspects, lower income people, people that didn't go to college, maybe, you know, plumbers and electricians that have their own businesses that went out and took out regular loans to start their business to pay for somebody else's loan, to pay for some lawyer's loan. I don't get it. I really don't. I think that this is awful. Again, it's divisive and it's a handout, once again. And I don't want to hear it, you know, from all these youngsters about the high cost of education. Yeah, I know it's expensive, but this is not going to make it any cheaper. And quite honestly, you know, you're doing it now, but what about the kids that are taking out loans 2 years from now, 3 years from now? You're going to have to do this again?
Probably.
You're not doing anything to solve the problem. You're doing zero zilch nada to solve the problem at this point in time. It's hard to get your arms around just how stupid this is.
Well, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. There are plenty of people out there that are right there in your corner agreeing with every word that you just said. Matter of fact, I heard from a number of people last night where I was at. And they were telling me, say hello to Chris, we appreciate him, we listen to him all the time. So your audience abounds.
Oh, I thought that's great. It's nice to hear. I just, you know, it's a frustrating day. We knew this was coming. Obviously, so well, it could have been worse. But, again, this is stuff that needs to be challenged in courts. And, you know, I think that this is an overstep from the executive branch of government. You know, who's paying for this? You and I are paying for this. We're all paying for this. And I pay for my kids' education. Why do I have to pay for some other kids' education? It doesn't make any sense for me. I work my butt off to save money for my kids. It's fine. I had student loans and I paid them off. I don't understand why now I have to pay off other people's student loans. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah. And of course, the Biden administration did evade the fairness query on the debt forgiveness part. And also, they've taken swipes at the Trump tax cuts. They want to use the Trump tax cuts, get rid of them, and use them to pay for this loan stuff.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. Well, Trump tax cuts, they're going away. I mean, it's 2024, they're gone. It's kind of like the Bush tax cuts, you know, they have an expiration date and, you know, it's the way that, politicians raise taxes without having to raise taxes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, too right, unfortunately, when it comes to that. By the way, apparently the pets are having problems these days. Petco has cut their revenue projections as fewer people are buying supplies for the pets and pets in general. And whatever else it takes to have a pet. Matter of fact, more people now are turning pets back into the pet shelters.
Well, they're not inexpensive. You know, it's just people sometimes got to think, you know, before you buy things. You know, it's, you get a pet. It's an obvious commitment. And then, you know, some people, oh, you know, it sounds like a great idea, and they understand that the work that's involved with it. My kids have been banging me over the head for a dog for years. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Why? Well, guess what? We travel all the time. It's not fair to the dog. We're constantly going to cross tournaments and this, that, and the next thing. And I don't want to have to find babysitters for a dog all the time. It's not right. But yeah, again, people make purchases and they don't understand what they're getting into.
Mm. By the way, the Twitter whistleblower met with the Senate Judiciary Committee back on September the 13th.
Yeah, this is actually because people were kind of saying that, oh, this had something to do with Elon Musk. This was actually before that,
right.
You know, this has been going on for a period of time, and, you know, the Congress knows about this and some of the national security concerns. I'm surprised that more of it hasn't been brought to light.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll just have to sit back and wait. In the meantime, the Twitter staff exodus is accelerating amidst the Musk battle and the whistleblower complaint.
Well, yeah, I mean, this obviously changes the entire narrative with this, you know, to throw some more aspects into this entire debate about what's really going on. You know, the interesting thing is because Twitter's a publicly traded company, if Elon Musk does not take over Twitter and take it private, it would leave many of the members of the board of people at that company in trouble, because again, some of these are some things that needed to be disclosed that weren't disclosed because it's publicly traded. Again, it changes the entire narrative with this.
And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer over there, and sign up for his newsletter and become a more informed investor, right?
Well, absolutely. I did all sorts of great stuff. My personal CFO program, we got a myriad of things that people can take advantage of.
Now, stocks closed higher yesterday as Wall Street awaited the speech from the Fed coming up. What do you suppose we're going to hear?
Listen, I think they don't really say much at the Jackson Hole. Again, it's August and there's not a lot of news. And, quite frankly, the business news media likes to make mountains out of molehills because they need stuff to talk about. I don't expect much of a change. Yeah, they're gonna parse words. They're going to try to read tea leaves. What did he really mean? How did he mean it? Yeah, listen, we can all see the economic numbers. We can see that things are slowing down significantly. And many people are saying, okay, that's a bullish sign by the sense that the Fed's not going to be able to raise rates at the levels that they need to. I'm going to talk a lot about inflation and some other aspects this weekend on the program as well. It's not just the Fed. It's not just the money printing. It's a part of it, and they're dealing with it because they're cutting the money supply at a very significant rate. Obviously, with the bond program that they're involved with right now, but there's also we have supply issues that we're really not dealing with that, and that has a lot to do with regulations.
Now, Dell's technological focus on corporate clients is likely to shield the PC sales, which seem to be getting very slow right now. They're backing off the personal stuff a little bit more to go after the business accounts.
Well, I think a lot is focused right now on cloud services. That's where a lot of the money is being made at this point in time, is that the computers themselves don't have to carry as much information, and that's where it's the services and cloud services that is doing really well.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great, great, great day.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll know what he knows when he knows it. How's that? Meanwhile, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I've got lots more to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.